Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the etiquettes of speech, that we explained that in our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that even the manner and the etiquette and the approach that the person speaks, this also shown to us in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the content of the speech. The speech must be honest, it must be respectful. The extent of the speech also is shown to us. In yesterday's hadith we did, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those who exaggerate are destroyed. Those who exaggerate, they go excessive in what they speak, in the way they advertise, in the way they make claims. They exaggerate in what they say. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said three times, halakal mutanatti'un, that these people are destroyed. So what a person says, to the extent that he says it, and also the manner and the approach that a person says. He's speaking to an elderly person, there are different words that are used. He's speaking to a younger person, different words that are used. So a person, he's respectful in his choice of words also. So he's very, very careful. And the other is that the mode of expressing oneself. Yesterday we did the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah detests a person, Allah dislikes a person who exaggerates in speaking eloquently by rolling out his tongue like a cow. We explain, for example, a person comes from an Indian background. Now he tries to speak, he deliberately tries to speak like an English, or he tries to speak like an American, or he tries to speak like a white person. He tries to deliberately give a different accent. So now this also is disliked in Sharia. Person must be his natural self. And the choice of words also, the choice of his English also, the choice of his Arabic, Urdu, whatever he's speaking, must be at his level. And he should address the person that he's speaking to at his level. Not to try and impress the people that he's speaking and deliberately use high words, but he speaks at the level of the person that he's speaking to, and he also maintains his level in the sense that he doesn't deliberately put up a show in the choice of his words. He tries and memorizes high words to try and impress people. This also is not like, so here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, and he explains it like a person rolling out his tongue like a cow. The cow, when he explains, regurgitates. Second time, it takes out whatever cud it has to chew. Now, it takes it out and it starts rolling its mouth, moving its mouth inside movements, in round movements. So like that, a person deliberately gives himself an accent and a tune and a style. This is not liked. Islam likes a person is totally honest to such an extent that even the accent also is his natural accent. There's no impressing anybody. The only person we impress is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore Allama Khattabi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that even the manner of speech, the manner of giving expression to our words, that also is shown to us in Islam. So today we do another section, Babu Karahati Qawlihi Khabuthat Nafsi. The detestability of saying Khabuthat Nafsi. This word Khabuthat Nafsi in Arabic actually will translate as a person is feeling nauseous, but nauseous in the sense that he feels like vomiting. So now here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us practical example. What the section is speaking about, if there are two words that may be used to explain the same thing, use the word that is more respectful. For example, if a person is saying, I feel like vomiting, instead of saying, I feel like vomiting, I feel like throwing up, or I'm feeling nauseous. This is a little bit lighter than saying, I feel like vomiting. So this section is showing us that when there are two words giving the same expression, use the word that is easier to understand or easier to listen to, and it is lighter on the person that is expressing and lighter on the person that is listening, the word that is more respectful. So there are two different words. The ulama give different examples. Let's do the hadith and then we'll give the examples to understand. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha anin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal la yaqulanna ahadukum khabuthat nafsi walakin liyaqul laqisat nafsi. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you should say, my soul is evil. Or I'm feeling, I explained, that I'm feeling like vomiting. Rather he should say, my soul is feeling uneasy. My soul is feeling bilious. A person may say that I'm not feeling well. He may use these type of words rather than being very explicit in the style and the word he uses. Now in Arabic, one word is khabuthat and one word is laqisat. Khabuthat is like saying, a person saying, I want to vomit. And laqisat is saying that I'm feeling a little bit nauseous, I'm feeling a bit bilious. So now it's a lighter word in Arabic. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't use that word khabuthat nafsi, rather you say laqisat nafsi. The ulama explained from this, they give a few examples for our understanding purposes, that how beautiful this deen is. So the first, we said, the first type is when you get two words, they're giving the same meaning, use the word that is lighter and easier to understand. This is for our understanding purposes, a person who needs to go to the toilet. Now this, now ulama explained this so that we can understand easily. Person needs to go to the toilet, there's one way he can do it. He say, I need to make pisap. There's one way he can say. He say, well, I need to make julab. Or the other way he can just say, I just need to use the gents. I just need to use the bathroom. Or I just need to relieve myself. So that is a lighter way of saying it. So the better way of saying it, instead I need to make pisap, and to be more explicit, he say, I just need to use the bathroom. So this is an easier way. Both giving the same expression, person is saying that he needs to relieve himself. Or for example, a person sees some droppings outside there of the bird, he can say this is the crap. People use this word crap of the bird, or they use other words to explain what is there. A person may just say, just be careful, there's some droppings here. This is a lighter word now to use, easier. A person wants to explain, tell a person that don't be foolish. So one way is say don't be foolish, the other way is don't be a donkey. Ulama say don't use this word, don't be a donkey. Use this word, don't be foolish. Both are giving the same expression, use the word that is lighter. Now we can use and we can think of many, many, many examples. Person wants to, if we do example, we're doing a section on passing, on the things that break wudu. One is we can say, the don't, that word people normally use is fat. Or you can say, don't pass wind. Don't pass wind is an easier word to listen to, easier on the tongue, more respectful. We rather say, don't pass wind, instead of using the other word. Like that, there are many, many, many examples. If we just use our mind, we'll realize this is what Islam is saying, that use the word that is more respectful. So this is one type. The second type now that comes under this hadith is where you get one word, but that one word has two meanings. One meaning is a bad meaning and one meaning is a good meaning. Even avoid using that type of word where it's got two meanings. Example given in the Quran, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jews would come and they would tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ra'ina. That, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consider us, take us into consideration, that be mindful of us. So this is what the meaning of ra'ina in Arabic. But in Hebrew, the same word ra'ina is actually a swear word. So they would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, ra'ina, take us into consideration in Arabic. But in Hebrew, it meant a swear word. And when they would go away from there, they would all be excited that how much of swearing that we had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of swearing we gave the Muslims today, they didn't even know that what had happened. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu unzurna. O you who believe, don't use this word ra'ina. Because now the Muslims also were using this word ra'ina, that consider us, be mindful of us, take us into consideration. Don't use this word, change the word, use unzurna, walakin unzurna, that be mindful of us. It's both giving the same meaning, but it's another word. Be careful of using that word that has two meanings. This is how careful Islam is, even teaching us that if a word has two meanings, don't try not to use that. Use a word that has one meaning only. Similarly, another example is in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jews would come and they would say, Assalamu alaikum. Instead of Assalamu alaikum, they would say, Assalamu alaikum. Assam means death be upon you. But the way they would say it, the person listening won't even know what they're saying. Very quickly, they'd say, Assalamu alaikum. So you are listening, you're thinking that they maybe never pronounced properly, or he said it and you didn't hear. So like this, they were continuously saying, death be upon you. So on one occasion, one of Jewish person had come and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Assalamu alaikum. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha heard this. So she got very upset. So she said, Wa alaikum assalam wal la'na. Death be upon you and the curse of Allah be upon you. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard her saying this, now this was the shafqat and the love and the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Oh Aisha radiallahu anha, that narmi ke saad baat karo. Go easy, speak easy. So she tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you not hear what he said? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to her, then did you not hear what I said? I said, wa alaikum. Wa alaikum means that same to you. That whatever you tell me, same to you. That's all. I didn't say extra words. Upon you be death and upon you be the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the way one should reply when a non-Muslim greets. If you just say, wa alaikum, same to you. Whatever you have told me, that's same to you. So this is one adab and one etiquette also we learn, that when a non-Muslim greets us, even with the words of salam, we just reply with, wa alaikum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Look how beautiful our deen is. Even the choice of words is shown to us from the hadith. The manner of expressing ourselves also is shown to us from the brilliant life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.